All right, Mr. Coburn, it has become tradition, and they come down, and we've got holiday hats, and they get to pick their favorite experiment. And
So far.
Because we might have one more. All right, so what's our favorite one so far this year?
Monster phone.
Oh.
All right, so, love the monster.
You ready? All right, here we go. Each one has an ingredient. So, and you know what I like about this experiment is they've tied a little message into it. So it's not just a science experiment. Oh. There's a little message.
Oh, well, good.
All right. Go for it.
Okay, so our first ingredient is hydrogen peroxide, and it's the same stuff that Mom would put on your scraped knee.
Right. Oh, okay.
And it's actually a water molecule and an oxygen molecule hooked together, and the oxygen wants to escape. And, you know, every single night when we're getting tucked into bed, and Mom and Dad say, you know, Jack, you have a lot of potential, and you can be whatever you want to be when you grow up.
That's true.
That's pretty much like the hydrogen peroxide, because it has a lot of potential energy locked up inside it, waiting
message.
To escape, and it just needs something else.
Oh, that's a wonderful message.
You need a little motivational speaker. That's
very good. Retire. Just like Dad.
Mark, would you show everybody what yours is? What's your special ingredient?
Well, this next ingredient here is soap. When the oxygen escapes, the soap will make bubbles, so that way we can see what happens.
And you got to have a way to measure it, don't you?
Yeah.
Right, so if we're successful, we got to measure it.
Yeah,
right?
We got to.
All right, so soap is there. Scotty, you scare me because you have the last ingredient. What is that?
Yes, this last ingredient here is called a catalyst.
And that's this little bit right here,
yes,
is that right?
Yes, that's
so
the
this
catalyst.
Is our catalyst, mm-hmm. All right? And what does a catalyst do?
Well, catalyst usually speeds up the reaction. It makes it fast,
right?
And speeds it up.
What does a chemistry teacher call it?
A chemistry teacher would probably call this potassium iodide.
Oh, all right. Okay. Mr. Kobrick calls it run, Mr. Kobrick, run.
What do you think is going to happen? Well, this will speed up the reaction, but what else is
going
to happen?
You are going to run out
run
of the
room. Okay.
You are
ready?
Jump.
All right.
Okay.
This is not one that you can really practice,
you.
So this is just in theory, okay? All right, so
you
ready, guys?
Start.
Hold it up. Are you ready? We're going to do a 3-2-1. Ready? So hold it up there. Scotty, you got it up there? 3-2-1. Pour it in. Go. Pour it in. If I knew, I would stand back. Here we go. Oh, yeah. Oh, I love that. Dun, da, da, da.
That is very cool.
I don't know. Here. Oh, I'll do it over. How's that?
Hi.
There you go. There it is. There
you
go.
I barely see you in there.
Oh, there it is. I just can't get it to stop. So isn't this true? There's a lot of potential. And for
Christmas.
You to have the greatest potential in your life released, sometimes you have to be a right person called a catalyst. Don't worry. The fumes here are slightly toxic.
You
but
know,
don't worry
Kim
about
that. Kim is just
that.
On the edge of not having a voice. Maybe this will clear her up. You know, you never know.
This is absolutely fine.
It's
guys.
Temperature.
That's right. Now, don't you think this is a good way to do the reaction? And so now we can possibly like kick out the new year.
Yes.
All right.
Good.
Good job.
Hey,
ta-da.
Boys.
Oh, Jack, look out. A big Christmas
tree. Oh, yeah, do you? I'm sorry about the cleanup. Yeah, I know.
Okay. All right.